Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, play the song, baby.
On the line is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, joining us momentarily. I'm anxious about what he thinks about tonight's Cowboys-Lions game, too,
Andy. I do, too. I think
could be a lot of points in that game,
yeah.
Which makes you think, okay, you're thinking a lot of points, and they're going to come in low. Not necessarily the case, but, you know, seems to be the way things work sometimes. Let's bring in our buddy, Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Nick, good morning to you.
Hey, man.
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Hope Thanksgiving was great.
Thank you, buddy. You too. I hope you had a good time with you and your family.
I did. Thank you very much for saying so.
So let me, before we get to the Thursday night game, I want to talk about that one. But we here in Cleveland are getting pumped up about a 3-9 against 1-11 game. Will either team score in this game, Nick?
Well, I certainly think the Browns are capable of scoring. I don't know how many points the Browns are capable of scoring. Is Tennessee going to score in this game? I would say maybe not. And that's how we get to a point spread, right? Where Cleveland is a 4-point home favorite here with Shedeur Sanders at quarterback over the Tennessee Titans. And I think something we can go back and look at with the Browns 49ers game, and obviously like the margin of victory for San Francisco, like San Francisco wins that game 26-8. I think this was, and I know like your audience knows this, right? I think it was a way closer game than like the final score would indicate. The Browns averaged more yards per play than San Francisco in the game. Time of possession was just about even in the game. It was really, you know, like San Francisco was able to make a couple big plays when San Francisco needed to make the big plays. You know, Cleveland turned it over twice. The Niners didn't turn it over. And that's how you get to that margin of victory. So I actually think that stat line was unfair to Cleveland. And the Browns are playing well right now. Like, the defense, I think, is really good. Shedeur is okay. He has not been a disaster, which was an option, regardless of what anyone says. But I will give him his due. He has been passable, I would say. Like, better than Dylan Gabriel, I would say, with more upside than Gabriel as Browns quarterback. And if I had to bet this game, and to be clear, I don't think I'm going to, but if I had to bet it, I'd lay the Cleveland Browns here. If I had to, I don't think the Titans are going to be able to score in the game. And maybe, you know, the Browns can score a couple touchdowns. The defense can turn them over in enemy territory. I would bet the Browns if I had to bet the game. And I do think Cleveland is a better team right now than Tennessee.
33.5. Is that the right number for the over-under?
Wow. That's low.
I don't know, maybe, how many points are the Titans going to score?
Yeah.
10.
If they score 17 points, wouldn't we all be surprised, Nick?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
now,
I would.
Now, look, what I'll always say is, like, can this game go under? Yes, of course it can, right? But this is not one of those games where you look at it and say, oh, like, I've got an edge here. Like, the betting market knows there's going to be no scoring in the game. Like, this is lower than, like, Iowa Big Ten games, the total here. So, like, everyone is expecting it to be an insanely low-scoring game. So, like, it can be. But if you're out there listening and you think it's going to be low scoring, I wouldn't say, wow, like, can't believe the number's this high, have to bet the under. The number is insanely low in this game, which, again, doesn't mean it can't go under. I actually think it probably will go under. But if I had to bet the game, like I said, again, I would actually just, like, lay the points with Cleveland's. And I think we probably get something like a 17-7 final score in favor of the Browns.
We have a 1-11, 3-9, and you know, I just touched on that, but we were talking about it earlier, and not thinking any lines or anything on this. I kind of think this is a critical game for the Browns coaching staff. Do you get that impression here, Nick?
So I think it's a really, really good question to ask. I don't know the answer, and I don't know how many people in the league know that answer. And I've been coming on with you guys long enough. Like, I'll always be honest, right? I'll never come on this show or my show or any show and tell you that I have sources in the NBA. I don't. But earlier in my career, like, I worked for NFL radio at Sirius XM. And I know a lot of people in the league, which helps me, like, bet the NFL draft when it comes down to it. And it doesn't mean that all the information I get is good, just that, you know, like, I do have some people that I respect, that people respect, that will give me some information sometimes that I can bounce stuff off of. I don't think people really know what's going to happen here with Cleveland. My sense is with the Browns loading up last year in the draft, right, and getting Jacksonville's first-round pick, having the two first-rounders,
right.
To me that's kind of a signal that they are building something collectively, right, to look past this year a little bit and look forward a little bit with Kevin Stefanski as the guy you want kind of coaching the next quarterback. So my sense is that Cleveland has done enough here, like coming down the stretch of the season, where I think that you'll probably see everybody come back next year. And this is just one man's opinion, my opinion. I would bring everybody back. Like, they smashed this last draft. Like, they killed it with this draft. And if you can get a quarterback that's an actual legitimate starter, because Gabriel and Shadur, I think, are going to profile as long-term backup. I don't mean that as an insult. Let's call it like it is. Third and fifth round pick, right? Deshaun Watson was never a fit for the offense that Kevin Stefanski wants to run. Was kind of shoehorned by Jimmy Haslam. Everybody knows that, right? Where if Stefanski gets the chance to pick his quarterback and run his scheme with this team around him, like, I don't know if the Browns can seriously contend in 26, right? Seriously contend for the AFC. I don't know if that can happen if they're starting a rookie quarterback, but I'll keep saying it. I think they are not that far away from cooking with gas here. If they can get the right quarterback, where we get to 27, like, why can't they be like the Broncos this year or the Patriots this year with second year quarterbacks? Now, this is not me predicting like they'll be 10-2, 11-2 to start the year in 2027. But if you think about it, like, the vision is there for that to potentially happen with this team. So I would bring everybody back. But, yeah, like, if they lose out and they're embarrassing in all the games, like, maybe Jimmy Haslam has the quick trigger finger. We'll see.
Let me switch gears for a second. Who do you like in the Ohio State-Indiana Big Ten championship game? And then also, do you believe this is a battle of two quarterbacks and the winner of this battle is going to be the Heisman Trophy winner when the votes have to be tallied, I think, by Monday? Or all the votes have to be in by Monday?
So first question, do I like anyone in the Big Ten title game?
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I don't. But I love Ohio State.
You hooked me in.
Yeah. So Indiana's been the preferred betting side this week. Hmm. So this was 6, then it was 5.5, 5. We're now down to 4. Ohio State, a 4-point favorite, obviously the game being played on a neutral field. Listen, you guys know I'm always honest. I can be wrong. I'm wrong. I think I'm right a lot. I'm also wrong a lot. I'm pretty confident in Ohio State winning and covering the spread in this game, while acknowledging that I think Kurt Cignetti is an unbelievable coach. And candidly, like, I'm a Giants fan, right? A New York Giants fan. I would love for the Giants to hire Kurt Cignetti as coach, right? Which I know is not going to happen. But just how highly I think of Cignetti as a coach. And Mendoza, I think if the Browns could have their pick now of a quarterback, I think it would be Indiana's quarterback. I think it would be Fernando Mendoza. So I really like Indiana. And when Indiana loses this game, the Hoosiers are still going to have a bye in the college football playoff. They're not dropping out of the top 4. But Ohio State's on a different level. You know, I said it to you guys before the Texas game over Labor Day weekend to start the season. I bet Ohio State to win the national championship. I had them last year to win the national championship. I think they're going undefeated. I think they're going back-to-back. And when it's all said and done,
first 17-0 team,
conversation.
Huh?
Mm. Yeah, I think we're going to have a conversation when it's all said and done. Is this maybe not the best college football team ever, but may have to be in the conversation in the best college football teams ever? Indiana just lacks the top-end talents that Ohio State has, and maybe you can overcome that with coaching and guile and great quarterback play. I kind of look every game that Ohio State plays, I feel like, is a mismatch for the opposition. I love Ohio State in the game, and I do think with Jeremiah Love getting nicked in Notre Dame's last game, I do think kind of if either quarterback team wins and the quarterback plays well, I do think that quarterback will win the Heisman Trophy. I don't know if Diego Pavia has done enough to kind of sneak in through the back door there, and I think Jeremiah Love's candidacy took a big hit with him getting hurt in the Stanford game in the regular season finale for Notre Dame.
That's interesting. You like the idea of a conference championship game when you're going to go play, you know, national playoff?
Does it mean anything? Well, I would say as long as losing the game doesn't like adversely impact you. And look, like, not all conferences are created equal, right? So like BYU has one loss and they're playing Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game on Saturday. BYU's one loss this season is to Texas Tech. So it's going to sound a little hypocritical what I'm going to say when I throw this out there. I think Alabama could lose by 100, which they won't, obviously. But they could lose by 50 to Georgia on Saturday and have 3 losses, and I think 100% Alabama is still in the college football playoff. Like, you can't penalize a school like Alabama for being, like, they're wearing their home jerseys on Saturday. They were the number one seed in the regular season in the SEC. I know it's not college basketball where, like, we do the regular season champions. Like, they won the regular season SEC, Alabama did, right? And they're playing Georgia, and this is supposed to be a reward. If they lose that game, I think they're absolutely still in. Now, BYU, I think if they lose, I actually think they will be penalized for it. They're also on the outside looking in currently of the playoff, though. They're 11, right? And the top 10 are going to make it. And then you'll have the crappy ACC champion, maybe, if Virginia wins. If Duke wins, then I think the ACC is getting shut out. And then you have a Group of 5 team, right? So not all conferences are created equal. For the SEC and the Big Ten, at minimum, yeah, I do think that there's something still there for it. Now, look, you can make the case that last year, Ohio State didn't even play for the Big Ten title game and won the national championship. Like, they still had to play an opening round game against Tennessee, and Oregon was well rested going into the Rose Bowl. Now, Ohio State was better, and they proved that ultimately. But yes, like, I still think there's something to the conference championship game. The way that this can get destroyed is if Bama loses and they leave Bama out. Then, like, why would anyone ever want to play in a conference championship game again? That's why I think the committee won't do that to Alabama, and Bama's in no matter what.
Hmm. Thursday night football. Cowboys-Lions. Points galore in this game?
Yeah, so do you have, like, a minute? I kind of want to draw a corollary here.
No,
do you
have,
like,
have a minute?
For me to do? Okay.
You got a minute and a half.
So, great. So I think the Monday night game also kind of falls under this umbrella, but we don't know who the Chargers quarterback is going to be, so we can leave that alone. I think that tonight's game with Detroit and Dallas, Detroit's a 3-point favorite, the total, to your point, 54.5, a lot of points expected, right? Does kind of mirror Sunday night football, where the Chiefs are 3, 3.5-point home favorite against the Houston Texans, where I think, and it's up for debate, right? So I'm not going to present this as a fact, but you can certainly construct an argument that the two underdogs in these games on Thursday and Sunday night, Dallas and Houston, are better right now than the teams that they will be playing in these games that are the home favorites, Detroit and Kansas City. I think right now Dallas is better than Detroit. Like, we don't think Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to play. We know Sam Laporte is out for the year for the Lions. The interior of the Lions' offensive line has not been good. The interior of the Cowboys' defensive line is very good now with Quentin Williams coming over along with Kenny Clark. And we know that Dallas is going to throw all over this injury-depleted Lions secondary. I think the Cowboys are going to win. So I like the Cowboys plus the points, and I think Dallas is just going to win tonight on the road in Detroit. How do they not? Dan Campbell rolls the dice, goes for it on a bunch of fourth downs, and they all end up working. And they didn't last week on Thanksgiving. That's how the Lions win, but I do think the Cowboys are the better team. And then on Sunday night, we don't know yet. It's Thursday. The Chiefs could be without three of their starting offensive linemen. We know one is definitely out, left tackle Josh Simmons. They could be without three starting offensive linemen against the best defense in the league with the best edge rush combo in the league by far in Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. Now, I love the Chiefs, and I still think for some reason the Chiefs are good, so I don't know if I want to bet Houston. But I do think that these two games are very interesting with how it's shaking out Sunday night and then tonight. I do like the Cowboys tonight.
Nick, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You got it. Wishing you guys and all your listeners minimal sweats, winning best, the absolute very best of luck. Hopefully, Browns fans like me a little more after the answers I gave today. I get a lot of hate from the listeners of this show, and hey, I appreciate all the haters.
They're listening. That's all that matters.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
See you. Peace.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. For all of your betting and sports talk needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
That's great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.